السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصلی علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللہم الہمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا. اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. هو الذی جعل الشمس ضیاء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلموا عدد السنین والحساب. ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق يفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون. إن في اختلاف الليل والنهار وما خلق الله في السماوات والأرض لآيات لقوم يتقون. صدق اللہ العظیم. ریسپیکٹڈ ایلڈرز اینڈ برادرز، وی آر اسٹوڈنٹ فرام کریڈل ٹو دا گریو. نو بڈی از پرفیکٹ. وٹ ایور لٹل ایڈوائسز ول بی شیئر، اٹ از فرسٹ فار می دین فار ایوری بڈی ایلس. ٹوڈے از دا 29th آف ڈسمبر اینڈ وی نو سیٹرڈے، سنڈے، دین منڈے ول بی دا نیو ایئرز ایو. We as Muslims, we are very, very fortunate that we are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have the final and authentic book of Allah Ta'ala amongst us, that is the glorious Quran Sharif. I've recited verses from Para 11 Surah Yunus, ayat number 5 and 6. In this verse, Allah speaks about the creation of the sun and the moon, the brightness of the sun, and also the light of the moon. I'll just give you all the English meaning. Allah is the one who created the sun as a light that is much brighter than the moon, and the moon as a glow that is less brighter than the sun, and ordained stages for it so that you may know the count of the years and calculation. Allah has created these only with the truth. He elucidates the signs for people of knowledge. And indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and whatever Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for people who fear. Now our iman is Allah has created everything we see around us. Nabi Adam alayhi salam was the first human. Hawa alayhi salam, so the nikah of Adam and Hawa alayhi salam, the progeny of mankind, was through the system of nikah, Allah made mankind grow in the world. Similarly, we are in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the last and final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala amongst us. We as Muslims, our firm belief that life in this world is short. One day we all going to die. The rich man, poor man, the famous and the infamous, everyone have to die one day or the other. But in this short life, Allah has sent us as a test. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to see in the short life for mankind and jinnat who does sincere good actions. Ahsana amala means he does his duty with beauty. One is the sincerity of intention. Second is he do it how our beloved Rasulullah ﷺ has taught us to do it. We have to obey the commands of Allah in the manner shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after iman, the most important pillar of Islam is salam. Try to, for me, salatu jama'ah is wajib. We hear the azan, the muazzin gives 5 times a day, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is very, very great. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Come to salah, come to success. And we try to make a wuzu slowly, properly. Build our concentration that I'm going for a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we come in the masjid azan time. If we need to do the 2 sunnats of fajr before the faraz, 4 sunnat mu'akkida before the faraz of zuhr, 4 sunnat ghair mu'akkida before the zuhr of, before asr salah, 3 faraz of maghrib, then we have a isha faraz. Before the isha we can read some sunnah, and after isha sunnat mu'akkida and 3 witr wajib. And when a person comes early to the masjid, and the time between azan and the iqama are occasion when du'as are accepted. And if a person just sits on his musalla, maybe 5 minutes left for the iqama to be given, Allah appoints an angel to give us a du'a. Oh Allah, forgive this person. Oh Allah, shower your mercy on this person. Among the etiquettes of the masjid is, we don't discuss worldly matters, business, professional sports, or joke, laugh, etc. in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second is that we must have a desire to recite the glorious Quran Sharif every day of our life. We spend a lot of time watching the social media, the news, etc. How much time do we spend in reciting the glorious Quran Sharif? And very, very important, the new year is going to begin. If we have children at home, choose a suitable afternoon maktab madrasa for them. From a young age, they can learn Salah and Quran. And nobody requested me from this musalla particularly to make, say, must give madrasa fees or make collection. I'm just speaking generally. Any masjid musalla in South Africa, whether in Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, or any city, country of the world, happily we must pay the lillah fees for madrasa fees for our children. And today we are paying for circular education, we're paying for maths tuition, for English tuition, we are paying for sports also, we are paying for swimming lessons, and we must first thing pay for Quran lessons. And whatever the fees are, they keep it minimum to attract many students to come to the madrasa. But we must think that if there are poor students in the madrasa that cannot pay the fees, let me pay a little bit extra. And whoever learns Quran, Salah, this will be my investment for Jannat and Akhirat. Tomorrow when we die, when we leave this world, we won't be able to recite 1 ayat of the Quran. We won't be able to recite 1 Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. But we left pious children. Those children were regular with the Faraz Salah. Those children used to read Salah and used to recite the Quran and use their money for good causes. Allah has made certain people very fortunate that they are rich, they have money. Now, while living, train our children to do good things with the money. And they mustn't use the money in haram and un-Islamic avenues. And we have to nurture our children from a young age. It must not happen that when the father passes away, the children are using the vehicle and the money to go to haram and un-Islamic places, venues of vice and sin, to the discos, to the casinos, gambling dens, going behind immoral women, etc. May Allah protect us. So we have to have a time management. We have the solar calendar and we have the lunar calendar, the Islamic calendar. The Islamic months are with the lunar calendar, and the lunar calendar, the month is either 29th or the 30th. On the 29th of each month after Maghrib, we look for the moon, and then if moon is sighted, then it's the first of the next month. And the moon's not sighted is the 30th, and then the first of the next month come. Especially When it comes to Sha'aban, 29th of Sha'aban, we look for the moon for Ramadan. And if the moon is sighted, we start fasting and reading Tarawih in the month of Ramadan. Similarly, Zilhijjah is also, we look, Shawwal, Zilqada. After Ramadan is Shawwal, Zilqada. And the 29th of Zilqada, we look for the moon for the Zilhijjah. And we find the moon for Zilhijjah. Then one is the Hujjat that gone to the holy lands of Mecca. They will be going for the 5 days of Hajj to Mina, Arafat, etc. And those that are not going for Hajj, in our hometown, we have to make qurbani of animals. The Eid al-Adha on the 10th of Zilhijjah, 11th of Zilhijjah, and the 12th till Asr of Zilhijjah. And the 9th of Zilhijjah on the day of Arafah is also a blessed day. And the first 10 days of Zilhijjah also to keep Nafil optional pass, to increase our Quran Sharif Tilawat is very much rewarding. Now, many of us have a plan ahead. Is human nature to earn our halal rozi, is nothing wrong to go to Islam, does not promote laziness, especially if we are married, we have children, we have responsibilities on our shoulders to pay for the monthly expenses of electricity, water, school fees, madrasa fees, medical expenses for the children. For different types of professions and occupations and businesses people have, may Allah give barakah and blessing in everybody's business. When we enter the masjid, we recite, Allahumma aftahli abwaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for us the doors of your mercy. And when we leave the masjid, we read, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Oh Allah, grant us from your bounty. And the ulama say, the bounty we ask for, one of it is good health and an halal barakat wali rozi. Sometimes people have the wealth, but they don't have the health. And some people have the health and they don't have the wealth. So we ask Allah for both, for afiyat, give us the health and the wealth, and make us among the givers of zakat. And alhamdulillah, we in South Africa, we are fortunate to have such wonderful masjid and madrasas with such wonderful facilities, the best of carpets, the best of wuzu and ablution toilet facilities. And according to the season, in the winter season, we need the heater. We have good heaters in the masjid. Those towns that are very cold in winter, especially in the Midlands and Johannesburg area, is quite cold. And in the summer months, when it's very, very hot, we have wonderful fans. Some masjid even have aircons. But it's left to us to benefit from the programs of the masjid. It's so sad that many masjids, after the Faraz Salah, they have some program. People stand outside the masjid, gossip and make ghibat, and speak about professional sports, and speak about the politics and everything. But 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the house of Allah, some ayat of the Quran, some hadith of Rasulullah will be shared, and we are not prepared to sit. And especially, If you have a visiting, one is the imams of the masjid, have a Quran tafsir lesson after Fajr or during the course of the week after any Faraz Salah. And we have visiting guests to our masjid after Maghrib in summer or after Isha in the winter months, when in winter the nights are long and days are short. In the summer month, days are long and the nights are short. And we in South Africa in the December month, January month, Maghrib is 5 to 7, 7 o'clock. In Cape Town it is 8 o'clock. And many of us are back from work by 6 o'clock. We have our supper, etc. And then make fresh wuzu. If we can come here to the masjid half an hour before the Maghrib Salah and recite some Quran or take the tasbih, recite Zikrullah, recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it's a salawat and durud on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have a time management. Remember death before death comes to us. Now, end of the year, sometimes businesses are doing stock taking. They're seeing the business is profitable, running at a loss. What is the stocks we have? What are the sales we have? We are doing? And what is the money left over? We are going in a loss or we are making a profit? Similarly, if we are working for a certain company and we worked for 12 months, we expect a 13 check as a bonus. It's in human nature that you showed your loyalty to the company for the whole year. Or some people are working in a company for 5 years, 10 years, some people for 20 years. And they expect the company to have some pension fund for them or something when they retire. You give 30 years of your life to a certain company, and after 30 years you expect some bonus from the company. Similarly, one day we are going to die, and our money, our house, our vehicles, our family members are going to remain behind. But the salah, the Quran, the zikrullah, the sincere charities that we give, that is going to help us in the grave. And let us prepare for the life after that. They see a person that will go to Jannah and regret those moments that were spent without the zikr of Allah. And to make the zikr of Allah is so simple. We said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah 100 times. Allah, make our face shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. We are full of sins. Recite Astaghfirullah in abundance. Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Yurus salam asama alaykum jarara. By making istighfar in abundance, Allah give barakah and blessing in our income, and Allah forgive our sins. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practice.